The sermon today is entitled Great Expectations, and I'm beginning the sermon with a quote from Henry David Thoreau. Though I do not believe that a plant will spring up where no seed has been, I do have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there, and I'm prepared to expect wonders. In the spring of 1857, I planted 6 seeds sent to me by the patent office and labeled large yellow squash. 2 of them came up. 1 of those seeds bore a squash that weighed 123.5 pounds. The other seed bore 4 squash weighing together 186.25 pounds. Who would have believed that there were 310 pounds of squash in that corner of my garden? The seeds were the bait I used to catch it. My ferrets, which I sent into its burrow. My brace of terriers, which unearthed it. A little mysterious hoeing and manuring was the abracadabra change that I used. And lo, true to the label, they found me 310 pounds of yellow large squash, which was never known to be, nor was before, in my garden. I love his thought that we cannot or should not expect growth if no seed has been planted. It points out to me just how important it is to plant those seeds. And we're not just speaking about physical seeds, but all kinds of seeds. Every day we're called upon to plant seeds in the lives of other people. Have you ever stopped to wonder what kind of seeds are you planting? Are they positive seeds that will produce an amazing harvest? Or are they seeds perhaps of negativity, criticism, destruction? In these parables about seeds, Jesus is giving us a hope-filled message about the kingdom of God. As Christians, we have more reason to hope than we do to despair. We need to reflect upon and choose our seeds wisely. Those seeds that we are planting in the lives of our spouses, our children, our neighbors, our co-workers, our fellow church members. Our children are such open fields, ready for the planting of good seeds. It's so wonderful to watch them grow and mature. It's so wonderful to see a family of 4 or 5 generations sitting in the church together. The faith does not die when we take the time to sow seeds and cultivate the faith of our younger generations. It takes an intentional effort and a lot of time and patience to do so. As a child, I used to love to go to Vacation Bible School. Because it was fun. It was different. I enjoyed the arts and crafts because we never did much of arts and crafts at home. And I was so happy at the end of Bible school when they said, you can take it home and keep it. For many years throughout my childhood and teenage years, there was this little small blue plaque hanging on my wall. It was plaster. It was a picture of praying hands. And I had painted the background a light blue, my favorite color, and I had painted the hands this flesh color. And every time I saw that little plaque, it reminded me of how important it was for me to pray to the Lord about everything in my life. Sometimes we underestimate what God can do in someone's life, even including our own lives. People judge people and view them from their expectations, like all people are supposed to grow and mature on the same schedule. But it doesn't happen that way because each one of us is unique. Thomas Edison's teacher said that he could never amount to anything and advised his mother to take him out of school. Well, he became a great inventor, and we are sitting here today with electricity and light because of Thomas Edison. Winston Churchill was admitted to school in the lowest level classes. He never moved out of the lowest group in all the years that he attended Harrow School. And yet, he became a great, strong, influential leader in the battles of World War II for the whole world. Albert Einstein, and this is so hard to believe, seemed so slow and dull as a child that his parents actually feared that he was mentally deficient. He changed science forever with some of the theories that he proved to be true. He changed our viewpoint of the world. One observer has said, quote, "Great minds and high talent in most cases cannot be hurried." And just like healthy plants, they grow slowly. So it is with God's kingdom. We scatter the seed, but we are not ultimately responsible for its growth. We cannot make things happen on our time schedule. The process by which the kingdom of this world becomes the kingdom of God proceeds very slowly. And sometimes it exasperates us. But at the same time, if we have faithfully scattered the seed, we are not to blame for its failure to appear in its fullness. However, we are being cautioned in these words of Jesus to be patient, to wait patiently. I'm so happy that today we are celebrating four young people in their confirmation of saying, yes, I want to affirm my faith in Jesus Christ. Saying, yes, I want to unite as a member of the United Methodist Church. They have been studying for 10 weeks their faith and what it means. And I have a very strict rule on confirmation. If you miss, you have to make it up. So these four students have diligently done their studies. And if they didn't, they had to meet with Miss Rooney or Miss Charlotte, or they had to make it up in some way. Because I believe that this is serious work that we do in growing and maturing our faith and our understanding of what we believe. Now, they didn't do this all on their own. They have dedicated teachers who have been planting seeds of faith in their lives by example and by teaching. They have parents who have taught them how to pray and the importance of the church in their lives by faithfully being a part of the family of faith themselves. They have a pastor and all of you who have been praying for them during their confirmation and at many, many times in their lives. It takes a whole village, a whole body of Christ to nurture, to love, to encourage, and support our children and youth. Before you know it, they'll be all grown up. And they will be planting seeds in the lives of the next generation and the next. We should never underestimate the growth potential of anyone, but especially that of our youth. As disciples of Christ, we shouldn't undersell ourselves either. Jesus told Peter that day that he called him from his fishing boat, "I will teach you how to fish for people." And yes, Peter had failures, but yes, Peter became the strong leader that Jesus saw from the very beginning that he could be. Peter did not let imprisonment or beatings or anything that human beings did to him stop him from planting the seeds of the gospel. And we sit here today in faith because of Peter and the other disciples. God chooses us to be planters of the gospel. We don't guarantee the harvest. We don't know when it's going to come. We have to put that in God's capable hands. But God is working right now in people's lives through the Holy Spirit, even when we don't have a clue that anything is happening. God sees the results of the seeds that we plant. Even when we're not even alive on the earth anymore, the seeds that we've planted yield harvest. I can look back over my own life in the church, and I am so grateful for the many, many people who took the time to plant the seeds of faith within me, and now they're with God in heaven. But the things they taught me will live eternally. The love that we shared in Christ will never end. The work that I do for the Lord is a result of the seeds they planted in me. God uses all of our efforts in ways that we don't even realize in order to produce harvest. Therefore, we should never grow weary of planting, of nurturing, of teaching, of cultivating, of encouraging and supporting and loving each other in Christ. Jeff and I were driving down Veterans Boulevard this weekend in Jefferson Parish and noticing how much it has changed. Over the past, I don't know how many years, somebody in the parish decided we need to beautify Veterans Memorial Boulevard. And now we have crepe myrtle trees in full bloom. We have magnolia trees everywhere. We have these colorful works of art all up and down the boulevard. And it's just beautiful. Where there used to be nothing but the canals and garbage. And now I marvel and admire how beautiful it is. Plants add beauty to our lives, to our world, that we can physically see and enjoy. And when we take the time to plant seeds in one another, to encourage a brother or sister in Christ, we add beauty and grace to our world. You may never know how much you have helped someone to grow, but God will always know. We don't plant seeds either in order to get praise and recognition. We plant seeds because we love God. We plant seeds because we're grateful. We want to pay it forward because so many people have blessed us. We plant seeds because we believe in the future. Where would we be today without God? Without God's people who have helped us on our journeys. It's a joy and an honor and a privilege to be a seed planter in the Lord's vineyard. Jesus uses the mustard seed because it's so small as an example that you wouldn't expect very much from a mustard seed. But if you didn't, you would be wrong. Because even the tiniest seed can yield wonderful results, can become a home for the birds of the air, can become food for the people of God. Jesus took 12 disciples, a very small beginning, and built the kingdom of God. Millions of people have followed Christ because of their testimony. The size of the seed does not matter. Jesus expects great things from the seeds that we plant. We cannot say, well, we're such a small church, we can't accomplish very much, you know, use that as an excuse. No. Because Jesus teaches with God, anything is possible. As I said, when I came to this church 10 years ago, there were 3 children, And this whole pew was filled this morning with children. And that just makes my heart so happy to see the new people that have come into our church and that we are growing, not only in our people, but in our faith and in our service to our community. God can take the smallest effort and turn out the greatest things. So church, this week, make time to plant a garden for God. We have great expectations that God will yield a harvest beyond our wildest dreams. Our world needs seeds of love, hope, and healing, forgiveness, compassion. Gather up your seeds and scatter them far and wide through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.